This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. The University of Denver men's soccer team is facing off against Vermont in the NCAA College Cup semifinal right now. It's all level. Both teams have one goal with just seconds left in regulation. CU Denver has a new chancellor. University of Colorado President Todd Solomon named Kenneth Christensen to lead the institution beginning February 1st. Christensen has served as provost, senior vice president for academic affairs, and chief academic officer at the Illinois Institute of Technology. He boosted enrollment growth at Illinois Tech for the past 3 years with a 35% jump last year. The Regional Transportation District's board has approved an 18-month contract extension for CEO Deborah Johnson. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Before the vote, RTD's board chair praised Johnson for improving the agency's finances and guiding it through tough times. She took over during the pandemic in late 2020, but she's also had her struggles. Several former senior leaders told CPR News that she's a difficult leader who would belittle her staff, insult board members, community leaders, and even Denver itself. Johnson has denied most of those allegations, but records show the agency has paid out more than $700,000 in settlements to outgoing senior employees. Her contract now runs until May 2027. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Four Colorado communities landed spots in this year's Arts Vibrancy Index put out by a national arts research center that ranks America's most culturally vibrant communities. Steamboat Springs ranked second and Glenwood Springs eighth among small communities. This is CPR News.